That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
G'day there, fantasy footballers. Jock Reynolds from the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community, listening to good friends and some funky tunes. This is Metallica's One. Makes me think, as a fantasy footballer who's been in this industry for 37 years, about the solitary nature of the fantasy football coach. And at the end of the day, you know, we all help ourselves here on the forum. We all get around each other to help, but at the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, there's only one person that can win you a flag, and that one person is yourself. So back your judgment. You might have had a rough weekend. Job Watson has gone down. He has got a cracked collarbone. We've had Ablett pulled out late. Things are getting tough. You know, we're looking in the mirror and we're thinking, I'm not sure if we can get there, but we've got to pull together as a community. You've got to back all your intestinal fortifications. Be strong. Be disciplined. Now, while I talk of the theme of one, it is I, Jock Reynolds, who is one here in the studio, flying solo. There is pandemonium this evening. I can confirm that our good friend, the Crouching One, has gone missing in action. Peter Higginbotham is out there in the streets of a wet, cold Melbourne looking for our friend. We haven't seen him since Richmond were pantsed by North Melbourne yesterday. If you're listening out there, Crouching One, I hope you're well, hope you're safe, and I hope you're warm. So please let us know where you are, and Peter also, stay safe in the streets of the city there. We hope you can get back in here to the studios, but look, we'll bring you news as it comes to hand. So, yeah, I am one here in the studio, but I will provide the community with their fantasy football nourishment. We'll be a different format tonight. I will be going through the defence and the midfield in quite a bit of detail. I'm going to go through those defenders who, if you haven't got them, they need to be your priorities. You know, the green light defenders, who I reckon are the premiums that you need to focus on. Then I'm going to go through those other, the amber lights, who, you know, thereabouts, your Trent McKenzie's, these sorts of blokes, who you might be looking to bring in and who I reckon are the priority picks. I'll also go through the midfield. Plenty of us will have Job watching, and we can expect Job to be out for an extended period. So we'll go through the midfields as well. We'll go through those priority players you should have in your midfields. We'll go through those others who are thereabouts who, you know, could come up as your D6 to D8s as well. So look forward to that. Not alone completely, because, of course, we've got Braxton Hicks in the studio who has been delegated to the role of administrative assistant. So it is great to have Braxton Hicks in the studio tonight.
And thank you, John. Good to be here. Crouching, if you're out there, hope you come home safe.
Yeah, thank you, Braxton. Good to have you here. Now, I understand you're going to take the community through some admin, because the Jock Reynolds Premier League is in full swing, and you're going to take us through what's going on, and also a bit of information about the Donors League, which will ramp up next year.
Yes, John, plenty of questions coming through about the Premier League. It's in full swing, fiercely contested, so I'll go through some of those details.
Thank you, Braxton. So, look, hang on, we've got a message here from Peter Higginbotham. Let's just go to the phones.
Jock, this is Peter, mate. Peter Higginbotham. Very concerned re the Crouching One. He has not only lost the plot, he has lost himself. I am out looking for him now. Regards, Peter.
Thanks, Peter, for calling in, mate. I know you're listening out there. Stay safe, stay warm. Bring the Crouching home, mate. Now I've got to switch the focus. Beloved community out there, we're going to have a good hard look at defence first, and we're going to pick it all apart. Plenty are looking for options. Some still have our Birchall back there. They still have problems with our Duffield. What do we do with the Duff man? You might still have Vlosten from Richmond, who you have back in defence. Brett Goods, plenty of issues. People looking just to solidify those defence lines as we turn towards the finals, with only, of course, four rounds to go before Supercoach finals. So we're going to run it through the backs first. Now, first I'm going to go through the four players who I believe should form somewhat of a core. And if you don't have these players, I believe you should look to get them in. I'm talking about Brendan Goddard, 134 this week against Port Power, round 12, 129, 88 last week. Form defender, averaging 106, number one defender for the year. You need to get Goddard in if you don't have him. Then we have Bryce Gibbs, who we have got stuck into over the years, haven't we? Only came out with 59 over the weekend, but look, going back over his recent history,
119, 132, 120, and just a 59. We'll forgive him that. High break even of 130, or don't worry about that. Average of 102. He's one defender you need to stuff in. Heath Shaw is also one bloke, I suppose, there will be a little cloud, and that is what happens with Harry O'Brien. If Harry O'Brien doesn't get a game, he doesn't come in, how's that going to mess Collingwood up structurally? Or will it mean that Heath Shaw will be, you know, running off half-back even more? Then again, will he become a target for the defensive tagger? Regardless, average 103, long-term scores on the board, very solid defender. Heath Shaw, I want you to get him in. If you haven't got him, don't worry about his break-even of 140-odd. Just want to get the brass in whenever you can. Then I'll just stuff in Dyson Heppel, who has that midfield dual-edge ability. Averaging 96, has had quite a bit of midfield time. Must get more midfield time now that Joe Watson is out. So I expect Heppel to be doing more work. Regardless, I need you to have him in your defence lines. Then after that, we've got some blokes who are the ones that you just scratch your chin about. Firstly, Garrick Ibbotson, who's come out of the blocks like a bull out of a gate. Fremantle Football Club started the year around 388 grand. He's up to about 504 grand. Now, this week he scored 75, which was the first week in 4 weeks where he hasn't cracked the ton. Was on the young Saunders as well from St Kilda, which is a worry for mine that he wasn't able to, you know, capitalise off that and make more of it. However, Fremantle, beautiful run home, of course. I'll bang on about this till the cows come home because it's true. Greater Western Sydney, Melbourne, Port and St Kilda. So consider him, but not for me. I feel he is a flash in the pan and he will fall off. Now, last week, Wayno, if you're listening, I must apologise, son. You told me Harry Taylor. I said, you're bloody dreaming, son, two up and down, but I've had a closer look. Only scored 71 against Hawthorn this week, but he had the big job on Jared Roughhead, so that's a big job, and 71 I'm happy with. Only 7% of the competition on him. Recent scores of 71, 131, 80, 84, 134. So he has got a high ceiling and he can bust out some big scores, which is what you want. Now, I'm having a look at his future. Next week, Melbourne, then Adelaide, St Kilda, North and Port Adelaide. So I can see some lucrative times ahead for Harry Taylor, and I'm going to say you should consider him. 490 grand. Shouldn't let you down, you know. His standard derivations aren't too bad, Hig, if you're out there listening. Not too bad at all. So, yes, Harry Taylor I give the tick of approval to. Trent McKenzie, just starting to tail off a little bit. Got a bit of a corky in the last quarter as well, so watch him. But he was listed on the AFL website there as the second best on ground. So Trent McKenzie, beautiful kick of the football. Yes, he is 120 grand more expensive than he was at the beginning of the season. Still a reasonable break-even of 98. And, of course, Gold Coast as well. Don't discount their run home with Melbourne, Port Adelaide, St Kilda and GWS in the Supercoach final. So if you're up there nestled in the top four, want someone to really bring you home for finals, I wouldn't put a line through Trent McKenzie. However, like Ibbotson, we haven't got long-term form lines. So there is a slight degree of risk, but I'd be quite happy with him. Takes me on to Michael Hibbard from the Essendon Football Club. He scored a 79 over the weekend. He'll have a break-even of about 100. Average of 97 for the year. Has been pretty consistent. Just looking back through his scores, he hasn't gone below 74 for the whole season. So happy with his consistency, especially in a year where defence has been shocking. Has cranked out some big scores of, you know, I can see 124, 115, 114 there. Again, here's a bloke with a pretty good run coming up. He's got Western Bulldogs, DWS in the next 2 weeks, but then a pretty tough run home with Hawthorn, Collingwood, West Coast, North, Carlton and Richmond. So Hibbard, not that aroused over his prospects. 460 grand. I'd probably prefer you go someone like a Pierce Hanley. Now, I've talked about the Raging Bull a fair bit. I think he's got a hell of a lot of upside. Now, if he can learn to break a tag, I think he will be a valid selection. Came out with 117 on the weekend, 3 goals, 16 possessions, 6 of those contested, 87% disposal efficiency, break even of 40 this week. My only concern remains how he can handle the tag. Was just left to his own devices over the weekend against Gold Coast Suns, so I'm not sure how much weight we can apply to that 117. 417, he's the cheapest out of, you know, if you're looking at Hibbard or McKenzie or Harry Taylor or Ibbotson, he's one of the cheaper ones. So look, if your budgetary concerns are there, you'd consider Pierce Hanley. Now, plenty of questions about Brett Goods. Yeah, look, true, he did score 111 on the weekend. running off the Hoskin Elliott boy there from Greater Western Sydney. 25 possessions, 8 contested, 4 inside 50s, but very hard to read the form lines when he's just playing loose, footloose and fancy free. I'd prefer you consider his other scores of late, which were, you know, 61s. I don't think you can expect him coming home averaging up around 100. So I wouldn't hesitate in using him, you know, maybe to go up to a Harry Taylor or go across to a Pierce Handley or, of course, grab a Heppelshaw, Gibbs or Goddard if you don't have him. Just don't think he can sustain high break-evens. And Vlaston, you know, I think the day's come. Last two scores, of course, he had a rest last week, but came out with 35, 31 in his previous game. He lost 36 grand, so he's down to about 370 grand. Huge break-even of about 170 this week. Looked tired, just 6 possessions, 4 contested. Time to offload if you've got him. You heard it first from Jock Reynolds, because I'm here and I'm saying it to you and I'm asking you. Brett Goodge, Vlaston, no hesitation. If you've got trades in the kick, go for it and upgrade them. Now, hasn't this Talia boy from the Western Bulldogs come out of the woodwork? 129, 32 possession, 10 contested, 80% disposal effectiveness. He's only played 5 games. He came in 5 weeks back. He scored 69, 94, 90, 77 and 129. So he's one that's just come out like a bull out of a gate. Look for Talia. Massive point of difference. Again, if you're budgetary restricted, he's about 380 grand. So if you, you know, this would be a wild, wild risk, but I just want him to be on your radar. Same with Eric McKenzie from West Coast, who scored 148 this week. Just ran off Tommy Lynch from Adelaide, who must be said isn't the best defensive worker in the competition, so he could run off Tommy Lynch willy-nilly. But look, we've got to mention him. He's only 390 grand. In his last 4 games, he's had 2 big-ass scores of 148 and 132, so he's capable given the right conditions. Now, 2 other wild cards in defence who you might be able to consider. One is Bay Waters from the West Coast Football Club, who has dropped 125 grand. Big injury affected year, but for the first time in the season, he's strung 3 together. He had a 67, 57, and now an 82. But, you know, good signs. He was loose across defence. Worked on Dangerfield for a bit as well, so did some good defensive work on him. Racked up 24 posies, 4 tackles, so just keep your eye on Bo Wards. He could be a real smoky coming home. And, you know, call me an old fool, but look, Jack Watts did the business again. 88 points, so that looks like he's averaged 100 on the last 3. I wouldn't be looking to bring him in. Just keep your eye on him. Break even of 1. He was up forward, then he went back when things got a bit stiff. Also, watch out the fact that, of course, the Frawley boy, Chip Frawley, went down with a hammy, so that could mean that Melbourne need that extra big body down back, which won't be good for his Supercoach scoring necessarily if he gets some jobs back there. So, look, there's my rundown of the defence. I just wanted to be here face-to-face with you, taking you through that. And hang on, here we go. We've got Waino. Let's get on to Waino, who's coming. You're beautiful. G'day, Waino. How are you going, mate?
G'day, Uncle Doc. How's things, mate? What are you up to?
I tell you, I've got some bad news, mate. Crouching has gone AWOL and we are looking for him. He's gone missing since the Tigers game and he goes out looking for him, mate.
Oh, I feel sorry, yeah, because North Melbourne really gave him a touch up, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'll let you know as soon as I know anything, mate. But
yeah, well, before we start a hot tip, Uncle Doc, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, look, he hasn't gone beneath 88 in his last 4 games, and when we look at what's going on down back, I mean, you'd have to hold on to him, wouldn't you, Waino? Have you got him back there, son?
Oh, yeah, but I had him on the ground as well, Uncle Doc, so bloody. He's going good guns, and I'm going to hold on to him, I reckon.
Scores of, look, 88, 88, 107, and 119 against the Swans, so
I wouldn't bring him in, Uncle Doc. No. If you've got him on your bench or something like that, you've definitely got to start him on the ground, I reckon.
Now, he's doing bloody well, isn't he, mate? Let's get into the hot tip, eh, son?
Because it's Waino's hot tip. It's dynamite. Waino's hot tip. Oh, he'll get it right. Waino's hot tip on the Jock Reynolds show. Waino's hot tip. I'm ready to explode. Take it away, Angus.
How are Brian, that's for sure. What's his bloody story? Bloody carrying on like a pork chop and going away and not playing footy. It's bloody ridiculous.
Some disagreement about bloody yoga classes or something, no doubt. I'm sure he'll be back, son. It's bloody weird caper, isn't it?
Bloody unbelievable sometimes. Some of these guys, they carry on a bit, I tell you what. Well, hot tip is you've got to get in the lock.
Ryan O'Keefe.
Ryan O'Keefe. He is the man to get in. It was better last season when he was like just a... He was a mid-forward last season. Yeah. But he's just mid now, but he's definitely got to go in. Averaging 125 his last four, Doc.
125 in his last four. That's good research there, Wayne O. He came out with 152 this week.
Bloody unbelievable, wasn't it? And you've got to remember, he's a bit like Woodcuts. He probably won't do it this season, but usually those two, when it comes to the second half of the season,
yeah,
the business time, that's when they come out. I mean, you got to remember, look at Rock last season. He won the bloody Norm Smith in the grand final, didn't he, Uncle Doc?
Absolutely, and like you said, mate, he comes home like a very fast train in the arse end of season. And also, Wayno, very good point of difference. Plenty of people looking for that elusive point of difference. Only 2% of coaches own him, the Rock in the middle there.
You're joking. Well, you've got to bloody jump on him. If you've got the cash, get on him right now, I reckon.
Have you heard about Watson, mate? Watson's got...
He hurt his shoulder or something, but I haven't got him. I thought with all the drugs and stuff they all taken, I thought they're all going to get the arse soon anyway, so I didn't have him in my side, Uncle Doc.
Well, that's proved to be a godsend, mate. But look, some people out there who have lost Watson and who might be looking for a point of difference, look, Ryan O'Keefe will be about 560 grand. His value is roughly what he was at the beginning of the season, but I reckon if you jump on him now, as we say, into the back end of the season, I think you could be onto a good thing.
I reckon you're right. I reckon he's a bloody goer.
28 possessions, 8 tackles and 7 clearances to the Rock over the weekend. And we know, Ryan, you listen out there tonight. We're proud of you, mate. Your recent scores of, let's have a look, 143, 90, 136, 95, 116 and 152. That's exactly what we want from our premier midfielders, Wayno.
That's right, and Mum loves him too because he's got his own cooking show on YouTube if anyone wants to watch it. It's all healthy stuff. Yeah, it's all healthy stuff, though. It's not up my alley, but yeah, I suppose it's pretty good. But I think Mum's pretty keen on him. That's what he watches all the time.
That's wonderful. A man for all seasons. Look, I can see that there's a message left here, and I just need to check it, son. Anything else before we bid you farewell, my wonderful nephew?
That's pretty much it, Uncle Doc. If you're not looking at Ryan O'Keefe, if you're looking at something in the forward line, maybe consider the Pavlova.
Yeah, back in action. Great to see the big Pav running around, getting plenty of pill as well, which is good. He could be a very good selection in the coming weeks. Look, thank you very much, Wayno. Say g'day to your dad and I'll speak to you next week, mate.
No worries, Uncle Doc. Make sure crouching and all that are okay, all right?
I'll send you one of the text messages when I figure out what's going on, mate.
Righto.
Okay, Sean. See you, mate.
Bye, Uncle Doc.
Braxton, would you play that message, mate? Play the... Yeah, that message, Sean.
Ah, welcome, Mr. Jock. This crouching one, I feel funny and I'm not scared. I won't fight. I won't fight any prick. I get drunk after Richmond get ass kicked and I wake up in bloody jungle of Yu Yangs.
All right, get on a plane,
for fight.
Yeah, call me.
Stick your
on
podcast
bloody telephone,
ass.
Braxton, you welcome. Useless bastard. She's in the Yu Yangs National Forest. Great to hear from Crouching One. Plenty of relief in the studio, let me tell you. We'll get on to Peter and get him out of the Crouching One. That's wonderful. Now, that's wonderful news. Now, before we go on to talk about the midfield, and we've already had a chat about Ryan O'Keefe, Braxton, righto. Look, Braxton's going to make a quick call, then he's going to join us to talk a little bit about the Jook Premier League and how all that business is going. Well, I might just get a start while Braxton's making that call. Thank you, Braxton. Good man. Now, Jock Reynolds, Premier League, going great guns. Right up there in the Premier Division, of course, we have Mad Mix Mayhem is leading the group there. Himself and Jarheads are clear, first and second, only 2 losses, so they can look forward to battling it out for the Jock Reynolds, the coveted, probably the most coveted prize in Supercoach in Australia as we talk. Plenty of questions coming in around, of course, what happens with the Premier League. Now, we've got Premier League, Division 1, Division 2, Division 3, and then we've got the qualifiers. But we've also, next year, of course, we're going to have a Donors League. You're right to go, mate.
Yes, thank you, Jock. Thank you. I'll take it from here, mate. Yes, yes. Congratulations to all the combatants in the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Premier League, from the Premier Division all the way through to the qualifying rounds. Now, first of all, Mad Mick the Mad Irishman, congratulations. He leads the pack in the Premier League. Looks set to battle out the Premiership with Jugheads. That's fiercely contested, this league, from third all the way down to bloody 13th. It's wide open. in terms of top eight. Now, of course, if you get into the bottom eight of Premier Division, you slip down to Division One. On the other end of the coin, in Division One, congratulations to Vince Teflon Gambino. Leading the pack there with I Bleed Teal, Nathan, wonderful friend of the community. Jimbo Terralgan, also a wonderful contributor in the comments. No doubt he's helped you at times if you are a contributor to the comments section. And Mr. Crimmins round out the top four. So they can pack their bags and get ready for bloody Premier League next year. Now, the bottom eight of Division 1 will slip down, of course, into Division 2, where we have Matthew of Whatever It Takes. Must be an Essendon supporter. He can pack his bags. He's going to Divi 1. He's killing them there. We also have Hammer Time, Cotchin Up, and the Scrotums there. Rather crude. In Division 2, leading out the top four. Down in Division 3, Speedy Daz. Good on you, Daz. You're doing well, mate. Bottom 12 of Divi 3, of course, will be rather nervous because they will slip into the abyss of the qualifiers round. Now, must have a quick shout out to Demolished, the leader of the qualifiers round. He's ranked 102nd overall in bloody Supercoach. So well done, Demolished. He can look forward to success in the divisional system next year. And all the way down to 12th, where we have Nipple Chair. Another bloody crude name, really. But that's how we roll here at the community. So, well done. Now, we must announce also, if you would like the potential to become fast-tracked into the divisions as of next year, you donate to the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community using the button on the website and you will join the Donors League. Now, the Donors League will run alongside the Qualifiers League, but will provide you with a much greater probability of being able to reach the top bracket of coaches and therefore reach the divisional system the following year. So join the Donors League, which in itself will be fiercely contested. Jock, thank you for having me on, mate. There's a quick update. Well done to the fierce combatants out there and Game Albion Football Club. Yeah, thank you, Braxton. You can bugger off now, mate. Also wonderful to know that the Crouching One is safe and well. But look, let's swing into the midfield and have a quick look here. We're going to do the same as we did for the defence. We're going to have a look at that core, strong, you know, those real nuggets that you want to just have in your midfield because you trust them. You've got to trust your players. Very important, especially in the midfield. So I've got six players who I'd be happy to lock in. And if you don't have this set, these are the blokes I'm going to say, you know, if you've got Watson, Watson's down. Think about these blokes. I'm thinking Dane Swan. Yes, he's up around 598 grand now, but look, 148 Supercoach points, 41 possessions, 20 contested, 9 inside 50s, 8 tackles, played in the midfield. You don't know why. Was he being rested by Buckley? We don't know, but he looks in sparkling form. Grab Dane Swan. Then, of course, you've got Pendlebury, 154. Same old story with him, averaging 128 this year. Got to get on board. Gary Ablett, good news on Ablett. He did have a jog this morning and he's feeling a lot better. So, look, was it just the general soreness that got him? But, of course, Gary Ablett goes without saying you need him. Joel Selwood came out with 151 points and his super value, just 533,000-odd. Break-even will be 98. Came out with 34 possessions on the weekend, which was marvellous, against Hawthorne. That was a huge, huge performance. Melbourne this week, also they have Port Adelaide the first round of Supercoach Finals. So, yes, Joel Selwood, go for your life. Paddy Dangerfield, just getting the job done now, you know. Last three games, 150, 141, 136. Yes, he's up around 634 grand, but look, sometimes, you know, the object is just to get the chunkiest, highest quality midfielders you can. Why not go from, you know, Joe, bring in Danger, you get quality. But what about Josh Kennedy from Sydney? He's been very disappointing. Have a look at his last four. He's only cracked the ton once, but with GWS next week, his form must turn. He's only 515 grand. So maybe you do go Josh Kennedy over Dangerfield, or maybe you do go Selwood over Dangerfield because of that massive bargain. You know, you're looking to save 100 grand there, and that might be, you know, all you can afford. So that's wonderful. Those six, we've got Swan, Pendlebury, Ablett, Selwood, Dangerfield, Kennedy. I'd be very happy for you just to bring one of those blokes in. Then we slip down and look at the three Fremantle boys. Of course, Fremantle have a magnificent run in the finals with GWS, Melbourne, Port and St Kilda. So I'm thinking Mundy, I'm thinking Fife, I'm thinking Barlow. Fife, career high 35 disposals this weekend, but only 60% disposal effectiveness and 6 clangers, so he only got 89, which was very surprising. But with some of the heavy artillery back, you know, Barlow back, Mundy, you've got Pavlich running around in sandy lands, you know, some of the pressure will be off his shoulders, so at only 506 grand, I'd consider 5. Barlow now is up around 610 grand, keeps getting the job done as well, but look out for those Fremantle boys because of that run home and because they're bloody guns. Ryan Griffin, 673,000. I still believe he will drop off. He only scored 107 this week against GWS. Yes, he's just been getting it done all year. He's only gone beneath the ton once in his 12 games, but I just can't see him sustaining this for the rest of the season. So I'd be very hesitant in paying this much for Ryan Griffin. Now, we've talked about Ryan O'Keefe as well. Only 2% own him. He's coming home with a very wet sail. Also, if you want someone with a great run over the next 6 weeks, cheap as chips, Sammy Mitchell. Another one of these old warriors that just get the job done in the last half of the season. 36 possessions on the weekend for 125 Supercoach points and has a great run over the next 6 weeks. We look at Hawthorn's run here and they have Port, Bulldogs, Essendon, Richmond, St Kilda. So, very good outlook for Sammy Mitchell and I expect him just to filth it up over the coming month or so. Kieran Jack also, been in pretty good form. Have a look at his scores of late, 121, 126, 122, 72 and 138. Averaging 113 for the season and 562,000. Probably a harder run home for the Sydney Football Club, even though they do have GWS this weekend. Then, of course, we look at Delidio and Cochin. Cochin's down to 500 grand, so you can do far worse than to select Cochin. So, look, there's a big clump of players who you should consider, particularly like those top six, of course, your Swan, Pendlebury, Ablett, Selwood, Dangerfield, Kennedy. Strongly consider Fife. I believe he'll come home strong and has a great finals run. Ryan O'Keefe, tick. Sammy Mitchell, tick. There's your midfield bunch to have a good hard look at. That's all I've got time for this evening. It has been... Hey, what are you talking about? Arnold Schwarzenegger, what the hell does he know about Supercoach and Dream Team?
You son of a bitch.
Well, sorry, Arnold, mate. You're very welcome here to the studios. Can't say we've met before. Do we know each other, son?
I've seen you before. You're the asshole on TV.
Yes, I am on that Supercoach, but you just go easy, thank you, Arnold. Look, how can we help you, mate? You're into your Supercoach, are you?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
I'll have you know, Sean, that no one comes into Jock Reynolds' studio with that sort of bloody attitude. We're a community of Supercoach and Dream Teamers that bloody help each other. We give a bit and we take a bit. That's how it works. So don't you march into my bloody studio all the way from bloody Hollywood and talk to me like that. I'll tell you right now, you'll be out on your ass quicker than you realise what's happened, mate.
I do not want to touch his ass.
I didn't say anything about touching anyone's ass, you big silly bastard.
Chill out.
Just get out, mate. Just get out of here.
Talk to the hand.
No, not talk to your bloody hand. Just bloody get out. What's your bloody problem, Arnold?
My nipples are very sensitive.
Get out there, you bitch.
Sorry about all that, community. Look, have yourself a wonderful week of fantasy football. Hope you've enjoyed the focus on defence and midfield this week. We'll be back again next week, of course, with Peter Higginbotham and the Crouching One. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm Jock Reynolds.